Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Addisk, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Tuesday, December 19th, 2017. Good afternoon, Al.
Hello, Melody.
Well, I guess the House passes the tax cuts, and we have supposedly the Senate will do it tonight. But I'm going to go ahead and get right into the market closings as Greg Hunter will be joining us for much of the program today, but he has an important interview to do, so he will excuse himself probably about halfway through the program, but we do appreciate each and every time that he is here. And we have gold today down 10 cents, holding at 1262.80. Silver's down a penny at 16.22. Platinum was up $4 today at 919, and palladium was up 5 at 1026. The USDX today was weaker by 0.27 at 93.44, with crude oil higher by 0.30 at 57.49. And let me go ahead and get to the paper markets today. You have the Dow, some pressure on the Dow, is down about 10 points at 24,783. NASDAQ down 30 points at 69.65, and the S&P down 6 at 26.84. The numbers are still changing slightly after the closing at 4, and if they change much until the end of the show, I will make sure that I give you the update if there is a significant change. And I do believe Greg Hunter is on the line. I believe Todd has him on the line with us. Are you there, Greg? Oh, he wants him to call him back in a moment. He has this big interview with David Stockton, and he was hoping that the interview would be done to have him give us an update, but he's all excited, Al, to talk about the tax cuts, the reform, and what it will do, what he believes we can experience here in the near future.
Well, he says he's trying to get to a different phone, apparently.
Correct.
He should be joining us in just a moment or
as we wait. But the House passed the tax cuts. No Dems, no Democrats. And it's the biggest tax overhaul in 30 years. There's a lot of other things that are going on, but this is the creme of la creme, I guess, of the news. And
no, but here's the punchline. This is from HuffPost. And the headline is, Republicans already say they'll need another bill to fix their tax mistakes. They are just getting the House bill passed in the House, and they've announced that Republicans wrote the massive tax legislation in such a rush that even before they've sent it to the president's desk, they're already talking about writing another bill to fix all the mistakes in the first one.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. This is Washington.
D.C. as usual. But I do believe we do have Greg Hunter now on the line,
yes,
joining us from USAWatchdog.com. Hello, Greg.
How you doing?
Just fantastic.
Greg. Well, listen, I got to tell you that no matter how many mistakes they have in the bill, this will, I was talking to Melody before I came on, and, you know, the good thing about, I used to live in Tampa, Florida, well, in the Clearwater area, I should say, in the Tampa Bay area, and I used to say, the good thing about Tampa Bay is the bay. The bad thing about Tampa Bay is the bay. Well, the good thing is, oh, it's beautiful, and then going across the bridges there, the Howard Franklin, gorgeous sunsets, beautiful, big body of water, a little bitty bottleneck, though, down at the other end, if you look at it on a map. So the bad thing about Tampa Bay, if you get hit with the right hurricane, it'll fill up the entire bay and put 10, 15, 20 feet. That's the bad thing about Tampa Bay. The good and bad thing is about Tampa Bay. What does that mean with Trump? Hey, the good thing is Donald Trump's going to be successful. The bad thing is Donald Trump is going to be successful. They're going to bring back trillions of dollars. They are going to cut taxes at corporate rates. You know, this elimination of the Obamacare tax for not buying something is going to go away. That tax is paid by poor people, incidentally, Democrats mostly, and Republicans too. I mean, just about everybody at the bottom. That, you know, is forced to buy insurance or pay tax. The bad thing about this plan is it is going to turbocharge the economy, and the bond market's going to go crazy. And the bond market was, my friend Greg Bannerino called me today and said, "Woo, it was selling off." It was because rates are going to rise. Rates are going to rise. We're going to have inflation. We're going to get a liftoff speed as long as we're having this 1.9%, 1%, 1.5%, 0%, you know, the Obama years on, you know, dopamine, you know, and slow-mo-amine. You know, things didn't really take off. But, you know, we're going to change something. And I think the economy is going to take off. That's what Martin Armstrong says, too. And it's not him, just him by himself, the great cycle guy, you know, the economic conference model, Martin Armstrong, who also went to prison for a while, but he's still flown all over the world. And he was telling me, he says, "Listen, I've been telling these people," Martin Armstrong, he says, "I've been telling these people that Europe, China, that this is going to go through." And they didn't believe me. I told months ago this is going to go through. A lot of people want this to go through. It's already gone through the House. And the fixes are going to be easier than the overall bill. But he says, and it's going to go through the Senate. They secured the big bugaboo vote was up in Maine, Susan Collins. And, of course, McCain already said he'd vote for it, so there you go. It's going to go through. Mm-hmm. But it's going to turbocharge the economy, and that's going to send some real problems to the bond market. That's what I think. And then Melody brought up to me in the pre-interview today about we still have to get a spending bill passed. The Democrats being told not to go for it. So they're as payback, they're willing to shut down the economy. They really hate this individual mandate being killed. Oh, man, they hate that. Oh, man, they hate that.
Tell people what you mean by the individual mandate.
Well, it's a tax that, from what I've what's been reported, it's a tax on people who do not buy health insurance. So you say, "Well, you know, I don't have health insurance." So they say, "Okay, we're going to tax you. We're going to give you a penalty for that. It's called a tax." And so you get taxed for not doing something. So the mandate is you have to have insurance or pay a tax. Well, that's going to go away. They're going to do away with the penalty. And so, I mean, that's going to, I don't know if I told you all this, but I just canceled, officially canceled my Blue Cross policy. Mm-hmm. They're in la-la cuckoo land, Blue Cross, and all these health insurers. My health insurance went from $1,160 a month between me and my wife, and I don't take Paxil and Prozac and heart medication and high blood pressure, and we don't have cancer. We don't have a fat plan. We have a huge deductible. And, you know, we went from $1,380 to, I kid you not, more than $2,900 a month.
Yeah.
So
they wanted to charge us. We just got a bill for $4,000 in that. Wow, why only $4,000, not almost $6,000, $2,800, you know, $5,800. Oh, because it's the last month of December, which was $1,200 or $11-something, and then, you know, $29 in change, which worked out to be about $4,000. And, of course, I called at lunch today and stayed on the phone forever. And they don't even want to hear that you're upset. We're not writing anything down, which, okay, here's your cancellation. We're canceling on the 1st because I'm not paying you for this month.
Yep,
and I got Christian Healthcare Ministries, which was a lot of people referred to me that, including a orthopedic surgeon, a legitimate orthopedic surgeon. He says this is the one that I think is the best, and you know, we went from that to, I don't know, between me and my wife, and plus an addendum policy. It's not really a policy, on healthcare sharing. It was $326 a month plus something else, so it ends up being about three for 30 or 40. Some policy called Brother's Keeper, which is like reinsurance or additional insurance.
Are you saying that you thought it was safe to cancel the insurance policy because they are rescinding this individual mandate? Is that
a
reason?
No, it's over.
That was a contributing factor.
The other thing is with Christian Healthcare Ministry, I get it checks for the mandate for having health care. How they did that, I have no idea, but that's not going to go away under Trump. And but this thing, I mean, the healthcare companies are going to get they're in la la land. They're like, "Well, what? You're going to pay $2,800 a month, aren't you? I mean, what are you going to do?" They put me in an Obamacare compliant program before I was grandfathered in to a much better program that obviously is much cheaper to more than $2,900. The Obamacare program is you pay way more for a lot less. Because we have all these illegal aliens to pay for.
Is the health industry in jeopardy right now? If Obamacare fails or is diminished, is the health industry going to be badly afflicted, or will they, is it just a bump in the road for them?
No, I think this is according to Dr. Dave Janda, who is a physician up in the upper Midwest. I think he's in Wisconsin or Michigan. I can't remember where. Dr. Dave Janda. He's very, very well connected, has testified in front of House and Senate committees about health care and worked on health care. And, you know, the whole thing is the health care industry doesn't want this. I mean, he says, you know, the health care industry, he says, will tell you, oh, we didn't want this. You look at their stock prices. They've gone up 300-400% since Obamacare has been in. This is just obscene. And he says that they think they're going to get a bailout. Well, I think they have stepped on their... They've stepped in it, and they'll play hell getting a bailout through the House, that's for sure. There ain't no way they're going to get a big, fat Obamacare bailout in the House of Representatives. That ain't going to happen. And then you have all these people that I can't afford $2,900 a month. I mean, I'm not going to do that. I could live in a 5,000-square-foot house for $2,900 a month.
I'm not paying $1,400 a month either. And you know what? I saw the penalties for that mandate, and it was between, $600 and $10,000. Heck, even if they billed me $10,000, it was cheaper than my premiums.
Well, that's going to go away. That is a done deal. Yeah. That's a done deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Democrats are, they're talking about, we're going to raise taxes again. They're going to run on raising taxes. I mean, according to Martin Armstrong, this is going to. Let me get back to eyes when he started talking about this. He started giving the backstory. He says, you know, I was summoned to London to talk to the Chinese. They're freaking out. He said, I was on my way to Brussels to talk to the people at the EU. They're freaking out. And I told him last week, I told you this is coming. It's coming. And they're freaking out because this is one of the big caveats. One of the big caveats. They'll tell you it's $1.3 trillion. They don't know any idea what it is. They have no idea what it is. I've heard $2.5 trillion overseas, setting in accounts overseas. Donald Trump says, I think it's double that. He said that on the campaign trail. I think it's double that. And I got to tell you, every time Donald Trump says something and the media says something, I mean, look at their track record. It's horrible. I mean, they don't even bother. They're going to do a slam dunk story on somebody. They don't even bother calling them. That's not journalism. I mean, I always called somebody featured in a story. I always called them. I never did a story. Oh, yeah, I didn't call the person I'm sticking their head under the water. No, I didn't bother calling them. No, that's okay. That's not journalism. You know, when you called them, and even if their attorneys called back, you got a better story. You got a more accurate story. What you wanted to be was accurate. You don't want to do a story where you're just destroying somebody. And people say, we're going to get them. Don't ever say that. We're not getting anybody. They're going to get themselves, and we're going to put it on TV accurately. We're not getting anybody. We're going to put things on TV the public needs to know about. If it gets somebody, they're getting themselves. But that is so back to the one time, very low tax. I don't know what it ended up. I heard 5, 8, 10. You know, he says, listen, I got to tell you that they're going to bring money back. There's going to be no questions asked, folks. They're not going to say, we're going to do a big account. No, you want to bring in how much? Oh, okay, yeah. No, you pay 7% or 8% or one time. Martin Armstrong says, listen, if a company doesn't do this, they have to have their, you should short them. They're stupid. This is going to bring back money from all over the world, and from what I can understand, it's no questions asked.
Will this returning currency cause significant inflation?
I think
it's going to increase the domestic money supply.
It's going to cause significant business activity. It's going to cause significant stock buybacks. It's going to cause a significant jolt to the economy. I mean, Martin Armstrong, he has Martin Armstrong Economics, Martin Armstrong. And he had made this comment to me while I was interviewing him. You're welcome to go on and listen. It's an audio-only interview. And I'm talking to David Stockman today, which right after I get done with you, I'm going to be off at about 4:40 or so. But he's got some other negative things to say about this. But they're bringing this money back, folks. This is a twofer of all twofers. And this is the twofer that I'm talking about. They're going to bring back trillions take it, do whatever you want with it, hire people, buy stocks back, do whatever you want to do, take it, do it. No questions asked. If you're laundering and hiding money, you get a free pass to bring money into America? Think about this now. You going to do it?
Can you expand on why China is so upset about this?
Do they think this is going to change their ability to compete? Wherever the competitive, I mean, America is going to be. I mean, look at this Paris Climate Accord. I mean, this is just the idiocy that you have with our government under Obama, the Obama administration. This is why this wasn't a treaty, because it would have never passed, and people would have had to have voted on this. And for the life of me, I don't understand people like Susan Collins, who is saying that she thought they should have been, should have gone through. I mean, excuse me, Susan, so you want to abdicate your responsibilities because treaties are done by the Senate, period, the end. And what do we have? What did Donald Trump, who was never refuted over this, incidentally, folks? And this is one of the key points of why he said we're done, we're out of this. And here it is. So you got India, and you got China, and add their populations together, and they're 2.6, 2.7 billion people. You're talking nearly half of the global population in two countries. Those countries could keep polluting and increase their coal-fired production without scrubbing it, incidentally. They could keep producing and keep polluting all they wanted until the year 2030. Wait a minute. I thought this was immediate. This had to be done now. We're in the teetering. We have to get this. Wait a minute. Yeah, no, we'll give you 13 years. Pollute all you want. Oh, and here's and America's going to pay for it. We're going to pay for you to clean up your act, and you can take 13 years, and all the while we're going to be paying you. Does that sound like a good deal for America? Think about our treaties and all of our stuff. You had Obama last year going in Vietnam, quoted, you can look it up, in Vietnam, talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Hey, y'all, this is going to be a job. He didn't say the y'all, but hey, this is going to be jobs for you folks. Really? You didn't say that here in America, because it wasn't going to be jobs for us folks. The gutting of America on our way to one world government. You can't have people with guns and a constitution and a bill of rights now. Oh, no! And so, so they're going to bring all this money back.
Trump is actually trying to do a good job.
Who?
And the people, Donald Trump.
Oh, I think he is doing a good job.
Well, we'll talk more about that in a moment. We're going to break for a couple of commercials, and we will be right back on Financial Survival with our guest, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival with our guest Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. We've been talking a little bit about Donald Trump, and I've got an article here from Newsweek that you may already be familiar with, Greg, but it deals with not only Trump, but it deals with journalism and it deals with the FBI, and you probably know where I'm going already. But the headline is A Coup Against Trump. Fox News suggests FBI trying to overthrow president. That's the headline. Fox News is receiving backlash after host Jesse Waters suggested Saturday evening that the FBI and special counsel Robert Mueller are staging a coup against President Donald Trump. Now, some people are upset by Waters' language, and they say this is bad, irresponsible journalism. But on the other hand, and maybe they're accusing Fox of propaganda, but on the other hand, is it true that the FBI has been acting in a politically motivated way to flex Donald Trump?
Robert Mueller, who was the head of the FBI, through an investigation for 6 years in Russian meddling, Russian collusion with the Clinton Foundation, the Clintons. They were trying to get Uranium-1. They had an investigation with an insider. The six-year investigation, Mueller knew all about it. They were trying to get control of Uranium-1. They were trying to get control of the uranium business in America. That is a fact. It is also a fact that they were using bribery and racketeering and fraud, and they were trying to get a hold of Hillary Clinton. The $145 million was deposited into the Clinton Foundation. Robert Mueller knew that the Russians were doing this. He was the head of the FBI and allowed it to go through. Tell me he's a hero. Tell me he's a hero.
No, I understand.
He's not
I
a
understand.
Hero.
That's, what do we have
now,
to
Now, the
fear
same
more?
People that were... Hold on. It gets better. The same people at the Department of Justice, and I'm not going to go into all the details, who were helping Hillary sell us out with Uranium-1, and that's just what we know about, going to the Russians, and there is no private uranium companies in Russia, going to the Russians, the same people in the Department of Justice, the same people in the FBI, who also, on top of that, helping facilitate the Uranium-1 deal, hiding the fact that the Russians were committing forgery, fraud, and committing racketeering violations, and committing extortion, you name it. And the FBI had inside people, and yet the guy has yet to testify, and let that go through. The same people covered up some of the same people, and I know I'm yelling, but this is important. The same people covered up the fact that Hillary Clinton and her crew, they gave them immunity. They destroyed the FBI. They destroyed their laptops. They gave them immunity. They obstructed justice. The same people who helped facilitate the Uranium-1 transfer to Russia, which incidentally they're building a nuclear power plant, two of them in Iran, I digress. The same people who did that covered up massive crimes with Hillary Clinton and crew with Uranium-1. Now the same vault in trying to go after Donald Trump, and wait for it, with a phony dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton, who ran the DNC, that the FBI and DOJ, and the DOJ was involved, the wife of this guy was involved of Global GPS, the same people took that phony document, which they say is classified, and Rob Rosenstein, the number two at the Justice Department, doesn't want to talk about it, it's classified. The same people used that document to get a FISA warrant as the basis of their investigation against Donald Trump. You might remember the first time they tried to get a FISA warrant, the FISA court, the kangaroo FISA court said, get out of here. We're not going to give you that. They took that phony investigation. This is the reason why Strzok got bounced out, not just for his anti-Trump things. They took that and passed it off as intelligence to the FISA court. Tell me Mueller is a hero. Tell me they're not trying to destroy a duly elected president. They don't have a single thing. This has been going on before Mueller since July of 16. They don't have a single collusion, which according to some of the top legal experts, you can talk to the Russians, that's not collusion, that's illegal. But they don't have a single thing on any Russian involvement, but yet there is Russian involvement with the taking of Uranium One. There is Russian involvement with the Department of Justice and the FBI. There is Russian involvement there. There is Russian involvement with Robert Mueller overseeing an investigation and did nothing to stop the Russians from gaining control of 20% of our nuclear power, our uranium production. Okay? The same people involved in all that are now trying to involve in trying to destroy Trump. Why are they doing that? Because they're going to jail. They're going to jail.
Then it's not just political bias. This is part of a criminal conspiracy to try to keep
get rid of him
in jail.
Because if they don't get rid of Donald Trump, the longer he stays in, the more powerful they get. The more powerful they get, the longer he stays in. It's unbelievable.
When you say
what's
the more
going
powerful
on.
They get, who do you mean by that?
We had a top FBI, former FBI guy, say that Mueller and Comey and all these people should be in jail. You know?
So what do you think about this report from Jesse Waters when he uses the word coup? Is that an unreasonable use of language? Is it hyperbolic, or is there some truth to it?
Well, he's been on this for more than a year. Has he gotten any Russian collusion? He said he was going to do this for 3 months. Now he's saying he's going to do this for another year.
So my question, part of this goes to...
And please back up. They're using a phony report. Mueller doesn't know that. You don't know that. You didn't know that they used a report paid for by Hillary Clinton, $12.3 million. You're telling me you don't know that this was the beginning, the start of a FISA warrant to go after the president, a phony report. You're telling me you don't know that. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not telling
you. Think about how, grasp that, please. And I'm not giving you a hard time. Grasp that. Grasp that he used a phony report. They had to make something up.
Yep.
They paid $12 million to make something up to get Trump. This isn't a coup.
Where did Hillary get an extra $12 million?
She was right. Gosh, she had all these donations. She spent $1.2
billion. I understand that, but that's a lot of money to throw around. You would
well,
think
supposedly
that
maybe
people
the
would
FBI
be a little more
too, but that's all
responsible with their money.
But supposedly the FBI, there's a rumor the FBI paid for some of this too. Maybe the Department of Justice, they all chipped in. You know, remember the email, the most damning email wasn't the biased email against Trump. It was the email that said we have to have a plan B in case he gets elected. Well, what's the plan B? A phony dossier? You're telling me Mueller doesn't know that. You're telling me that, you know, top cop extraordinaire of the FBI, Robert Mueller, who allowed the, after he had a 6-year investigation at the FBI, he wrote a check for $200,000 to give expenses to the inside informant, the inside undercover agent. He wrote a check for $200,000 to cover his expenses. You're telling me the top cop doesn't know that they used a phony dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, and that was ginned up to make it look like legitimate intelligence and taken to the FISA court? You're telling me he doesn't know that? Really? He's corrupt. That's what this is about. Let's get right down to how this investigation got started. And without the FISA warrant, the wiretap that Donald Trump said was happening and did happen, without that, they don't have an advantage. Remember, the FISA court told them, get out of here. We're not going to give you a wire. We're not letting you wiretap Donald Trump because you don't like him. Okay?
Here's part of the problem that I see in a question that's interesting. We have to figure out who's the problem here. Is it Fox News saying a coup, or is it the FBI acting for political or corrupt reasons?
And I think all the evidence shows the FBI and the DOJ were acting as political and corrupt reasons. They took this. It's long been reported that they took this phony, this dossier, which is not a single thing that has been verified. It's phony. It's phony. Think about this. Grasp this. They put, used a phony document as a basis to start a president, an investigation on an incoming president and his administration. They used phony papers. The FBI used, and the Department of Justice used phony papers.
I get that.
You're asking
let me ask
if they're
you
trying
this.
To do a coup?
How
I
is
hear
Trump,
this crap about Mueller.
Trump
oh, he's a
responding
he's a
to these false allegations?
What
does he just shed the water off his back like a duck, and he says, "I know that the truth will prevail," or does it get to him on a psychological and emotional level? Is he troubled by these false allegations?
I think he's going to. At one point, he's going to turn around and say, "Listen, you did all this stuff, and you're doing this, Robert Mueller, because you don't want to go to jail. You let this go. Why did you let this go? Wait till Mueller gets to testify in front of Congress. Why did you let the Uranium One deal go through? You let it go through. You knew there was fraud, racketeering, bribery, sex scandals, and all kinds of ways the Russians, the actual Russian agents, were trying to get a hold of Uranium One, and they did. And you let it go through. Why? I hear this crap about Robert Mueller. In my opinion, he should be in jail. In my opinion, he's a traitor. And he's trying to dunk Donald Trump because he knows he's going to jail.
Do you think Trump's life is in peril?
Every president's life is always in peril.
I understand that, but where I'm going right now is if these people are really fearful about going to prison, how far will they go to stop Trump?
How far will Donald Trump go to stop them? He's controlled the military. He's controlled the Marines. He's controlled the military. They are not. And I don't care with the CIA, the deep state, wherever they are. Who controls the military? That'd be Donald Trump. And they're not mutinying against him, are they now? You know, just a little side note. You know how many people, somebody did an article, and I can't remember. Very few Marines, very few, and I want to say maybe none, but let's just say very few, volunteered to protect the president at the White House. You know, Marines, the Marine detail up there. What does he fly out on? Marine One, okay, the helicopter.
Yep.
And hundreds of Marines have asked to get the duty to protect the president. Hundreds, as opposed to very few with Obama, hundreds with Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That's just some anecdotal evidence. So I'm telling you, what I'm telling you about this dossier is not my imagination. Rob Rosenstein would not answer questions about it. Would not answer. It's classified. You used a phony. Jim Jordan, the congressman, you can look it up online, says, you know what I think? I think you used a phony document as a basis. This report paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC, and she ran the DNC because she took it over. That's according to Donna Brazile. I think he used it. This is Jim Jordan in Congress. I think you used a phony report as your basis for your starting this investigation. How does Rob Rosenstein doesn't stop this immediately? Let me get this straight. You used a phony report to get a FISA warrant after the FISA court told you no. Well, how many times has the FISA court turned people down? I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 8 times, 10 times a year? How many do they approve? Hundreds? But they told you no, and then you came back with a phony report? Really? Wow. You couldn't get a FISA warrant unless you had a phony report. Then all the unmasking, all the other illegal stuff. And Mueller, I've got a sterling reputation. No. Mueller, you had an undercover investigation. This wasn't a small deal. He had an inside guy. This guy has yet to testify in front of Congress. He had an documents and, you know, to prove money laundering and fraud and payoffs and bribes and a huge conspiracy, Russian agents involved in getting you, and they got it. Folks, they didn't try to get it. They got it.
Yeah, this isn't a conspiracy theory or mere allegations or rumors. This is a fact.
They got it, and he knew about it. how can he stand up and tell people, why didn't you stop it? Well, I thought it was okay for the Russians to get, you know, this uranium production. Really? You thought it was okay? Well, we did go after a few people and slapped them on the wrist. You still let it go through, you idiot. Oh, his reputation is sterling. I think he's a criminal, personally.
What do you think of the FBI's reputation in terms of the rank and file members of the FBI?
The rank and
Are
file
we looking at the whole agency being politically corrupt or susceptible to that sort of corruption and influence, or is this only a handful of guys at the top?
Well, it's more than a handful because they need a lot of people to do stuff. But, you know, people are ordered to do stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's a big deal. I think it's a huge deal. I think it makes Watergate look like a squirt gun.
Oh, I know
Watergate
it's a big deal. But the question is, can we still trust the FBI if we extract some of the principles, or is the FBI corrupt in a way that's the whole agency is now suspect?
Listen, here are the facts. Okay, let's just start with this fact. Uranium One is in the hands of the Russians. They paid $145 million. This is the Clinton cash book, and it's been confirmed. Nine people paid $145 million as a, quote, donation to the Clinton Global Charity Fraud. I'm sorry, the Clinton Foundation. That's a fact. Those are facts. Mueller was the head of the FBI and allowed this to go through. Him and Rob Rosenstein and Comey, and they did get some small convictions with some Russians over this Uranium One deal, but the Uranium One fell into the hands. Why didn't Robert Mueller ask to speak, in open Congress, or go to the Intel Committee and say, "Whoa, the Russians are trying to get 20% of our uranium production"? Who in their right mind would say, "Wow, that's a great idea"? Aren't we importing that? Okay, that's a great idea. Let's give the Russians that. He let it go through. That's a fact. He was at the helm. That's a fact. Now, either he's stupid. Do you think he's stupid? Do you think he couldn't have stopped that?
I think if he allowed it,
the Uranium One cover up that allowed it to go through, the same people that covered for Hillary Clinton to exonerate her before she was even interviewed, Comey, and are the same people, some of the same people, going after Donald Trump with a phony document paid for by the person and the people and facilitated the people who covered up for Hillary Clinton and paid for by the person that they're covering up for Hillary Clinton. You couldn't make this up in a million years.
I understand that, Greg. We are now coming on a commercial break. Are you going to come back after the break?
For a short time, yes.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to break for a couple more commercials. Melody and I and our guest, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
I need to hear it just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alfred Adisk here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver at 1-800-375-4188. Our guest is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. We have been talking about Mr. Trump. We've been talking about corruption in the FBI. Let me change the subject just a little bit and see what you know about this. There's a headline from Reuters: Saudi Arabia intercepts Houthi missile fired toward Riyadh. No reported casualties. What about these? I've heard these reports over the last 10 days, maybe occasional, that the Iranian proxies in the area of Yemen are firing rockets at Saudi Arabia. Is this a small issue? Is this a significant issue? Is it? What do you? How do you see it?
It's a big deal because of where it is. It's off the Devil's Gate down there. It's another choke point down there. That the Iranians would love to get a hold of these choke points. Both the other one is the one down there off the Indian Ocean. You know that it's an opening to the Suez Canal. It could do a lot of damage. I do want to say something about the bond market, and that's the other part of the quotient here. I just want to give you that real quick. Martin Armstrong says, yes, we'll turbocharge the economy. It's going to go up, but yes, there's going to be a debt reset. Well, listen, folks, your currency is debt, Federal Reserve note, okay? Debt reset. There's going to be a big debt reset. Interest rates could double overnight. Interest rates could go faster than anyone could imagine. These are quotes from Martin Armstrong, who's flown all over the world for his economic opinion to, you know, countries hire him. So what I'm saying is that there's going to be a reset, and Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'll leave you with this because I got to go. But Catherine Austin Fitz, I said, so what do rich people do? And she flies all over the world, too, consulting for people and as an investment advisor. She says, well, rich people are buying land, and they're buying gold. And if you look at since 2008 meltdown, if you look at the 100 biggest landowners in the world, they've doubled their holding of land. Rich people are buying real stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, folks, I would say just act like a rich person.
I'm going to change my name to Rothschild just in case. I understand, though, this is serious stuff, and what they're doing is getting away from promises to pay, which is what debt is, and they're going to payments, which is what tangible land, gold, substance, that's a substance is.
Listen,
a payment.
People do best. Gold does best. You better own your stuff. And gold, everybody says gold does well in inflation. Sure, yes. Martin Armstrong says, really, gold is really a hedge against governments that people don't trust.
Sure.
Wow. Right? Which is, I think, pretty good. But gold also does well in deflation. Deflation is debt destruction. Think Puerto Rican bonds. That $74 billion that they stopped paying on, if you're holding that bond, is that any good? Nope. Debt destruction. Debt you can't pay. Sorry, bond's no good. Yeah, but it's an asset to me. Nope, it's a liability. Sorry, we're not paying it. Sorry, we can't even pay the interest. Sorry. It would destroy Puerto Rico. Why is the power still off in Puerto Rico? Nobody will loan them money. Nobody will loan them money.
Is Trump's attempt to bring corporate funds back into this country that are parked offshore?
Oh,
does that have anything to do with people being unwilling to lend
money
to the government?
Back in. Oh, I mean, any money? You know what questions ask? Yep. Oh! Anybody you've been hiding, we don't care. Just bring it back in. No, we're not going to get out. We're not going to go after you for income tax evasion or anything. No, just bring all your money back.
But do you think that's a substitute for borrowing? Are they saying we can't afford any more bonds?
I mean, nobody's got any dang money, so I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but listen, I got to run. You're my buddy.
All right, appreciate it, Greg. Thank you very much.
What should I do? Own your stuff. Own your stuff. Own your stuff. Own real stuff. Own gold. Own silver. I don't get paid. I don't sell it. I know you do, and I know you're on my site as an advertiser. You're one of the few people that I would allow on the site because I don't ever get a call saying, "I don't know, you got ripped off from Melody." I never get that. I've never gotten that call. Anyway, but I would say, I don't care where you get it. Own your stuff. Own some real stuff. That's what the rich people are doing. Got to go. Love you guys.
All right. Appreciate it, Greg. Thanks.
Bye.
Well, I believe Greg is right. And even if you're going into deflation, when the money becomes more valuable, right? A lot of people think that deflation is contrary, means that the price of gold will go down. Go back to the Great Depression. Cash was king during the Great Depression. If you had cash, you could get spectacular bargains on land and property and homes and whatever, cars. They were all selling them cheap, which means the value of your dollars was high. That's deflation. They have higher value. But during the Great Depression, the cash that was king, all of our dollars were backed by gold and silver up through 1933. Then they closed the window. We had the Great Depression going for 4 years when we still had our currency backed in part by gold and in part by silver. They continued silver throughout the entire Great Depression. When people go back and say cash was king, they don't mean paper cash. People were using paper cash, but it was all backed by gold up through 1933 and silver on up until 1965.
You know, one of the things that I see, and everyone tries to explain everything that's going on in these square little boxes. You know, you hear people gold will do terrible in a deflationary period. Gold will do great. This will happen and that will happen. But you know what? What people don't understand is we're in a time that we've never had before. And you really think about it, from 1933 to the early 70s, you couldn't own gold. You could own collectible coins, but you couldn't own money. You can only own gold money. And then after they closed the window, we all know that history. And we were able to own gold again. And it was a small market. It still is a small market. So you could have a little deflationary period in the economy in 75 or 76, and you might not get a lot of movement, you know, in gold and so forth. And everything was fit into these little boxes on what the economy is, how it's going to perform. If this happens, that happens. You could do that then. You can't do that now. And I think Greg said something very important. We forget about the geopolitical impact that will have on the price of gold. So you have all these things going out there. If you look around, and you know what, folks? I hope that people in this country will be able to finally get ahead in everything. But logic doesn't tell me that. But I hope. And you also have to understand that with all this going on, inflation is going to go, it's going to skyrocket.
Maybe
it's already,
not if we're in a period of deflation. Maybe we'll have inflation that would be stagflation then, where we have high inflation and a stagnant economy. But deflation is typically hallmark of depression. But the point is, we're going to be looking for something tangible. We're going to be looking for assets rather than debt instruments. I don't care if we go to inflation or if we go to deflation. We're going to be looking for assets rather than debt instruments, because the debt instruments aren't going to be paid. If we have enough inflation, the value of the debt instruments are going to fall and fall and fall. The real purchasing power of the debt instrument is going to be lost. People won't want debt instruments. If we go into a depression and deflation, people won't want debt instruments because people won't be able to pay. It'll be common knowledge that if you can't get paid now, leave it alone. Very few people will operate on the basis of credit during a period of deflation. That isn't going to be widespread, which in either case, that's the wonderful thing about gold. It'll do well in an inflationary environment. It will do well in a deflationary environment if it's accompanied by a recession or even a depression. Cash will be king, and by cash we mean assets. We don't just mean pieces of paper that are promises to pay. We don't mean IOUs. We mean cash in the sense of silver dollars, gold dollars, assets. Assets will be king, and that will include gold and silver coins. It will not significantly include paper. Paper will become less and less valuable. And debt instruments will become less and less valuable. There's going to be a real trauma. Melody, you were saying you hope everyone comes out of this alive and we do well and the rest of that sort of thing. I don't think that's going to happen. I think what's going to happen to ordinary people is they are going to be taught a lengthy and painful lesson. You can't let these people in the central banks and people in Washington, D.C. change your monetary system around to where it's all run on debt. It's going to be a confusing lesson. It's going to be hard for people to understand. They say, what are they talking about? I got dollar bills here. What's wrong with these pieces of paper? What's wrong with them is what's been wrong with them since they insisted on making them pure fiat, 1971. And they go back further than that. You can go back 65 with silver being taken out. I mean, 71 is when it became pure fiat on the international market. No longer any gold backing. We shouldn't have let it happen. We shouldn't have committed the kinds of stupid actions that the government thought they had to do this, that, or the other, and they couldn't do it with a gold-based currency, so they said, we can go into debt, we can do fiat currency, and we can go deeply into debt, and then we can rule the world. Well, we ruled the world based on fiat currency. It wasn't enough to rule the world or have enormous influence based on our productive capacity. Instead, smart people, really smart people, or at least they thought they were smart, they said, we'll create a fiat currency. Then we can borrow all we want, and we can get big and big and big, and we can fight the Russians in the Cold War and the rest of that, and we can win with these IOUs rather than real productivity. And I think that decision has taken this country off the rails, and we are now headed for a painful end of the line. And I don't mean that the country will be concluded or finished or whatever, but there's going to be a lesson here that we're all going to be subjected to. And it won't be fun, and I think it's going to be painful. And as Greg was saying, land, gold, silver, tangible. Take a payment, which is something tangible in your hand. Get a payment. Don't take a promise to pay, which is just a piece of paper with somebody's signature. I've said it 100 times on this program over the last several years, but those promises to pay, those debt instruments, those promises can't be kept. Not all of them. Some of them will. Most of them will not. And if you're hanging on to those paper promises to pay, you're going to lose your assets. If you're sensible and smart, in my opinion, you're going to turn around and say, get me onto that paper and get me into something tangible. Gold and silver are two of the options on that. So, anything else, Melody?
No, I'm just saying that we were continuing the silver special, 1 ounce American Silver Eagles, the year 2018. The new one's coming out the 1st of January. 20 or more, you get free shipping, and our prices are already low. So if you buy 500, actually, if you buy 300 or more, we can adjust the price for you and give you a little bit of savings on your coins. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And Greg Hunter called me last evening and called me a couple times today, and he was really anxious. He wanted to really share with the listeners as far as his interview with David Stockton, because David Stockton is one that he thinks there's more. He's not as optimistic with the tax reform as far as the outcome as many. And David Stockton certainly has a significant history background as economics, and so Greg was anxious to share that with us. So, but you'll have to go to the USAWatchdog.com and check out his website and pull up that interview. And when he was telling me, Al, about Martin Armstrong, Greg got a little upset. I said, Martin Armstrong's old. But I guess, I guess old people still think, and certainly in demand. But his comment was, Martin Armstrong thinks that all of this money coming back into the States from Europe is in a tizzy because they don't want that money leaving there and coming back here. Well, that's assuming the money's in Europe. We certainly know a lot of it is in Ireland, and perhaps there's other places, but I'm not sure where the trillions. It went from 2 trillion, 3 trillion, 4 trillion, 5 trillion sitting there. Who knows how much is there? We really don't know where it is all sitting, but certainly it does give you pause to think of the impact. You have those money sitting there drawing negative rates. And so if they can bring in all this, no penalties, no tax and everything else, bringing it back to the States, the U.S. is either desperate.
Or Trump is just waging economic warfare. Mm-hmm. If they bring that money back to the States, and if people are correct who are estimating or are predicting it will cause an economic boom, if it's a zero-sum equation. If they can cause an economic boom here, they can cause an economic depression wherever that
somewhere
money is right
where
now.
Somewhere else, where it's coming from.
So it's somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, and we'll watch and see how that works out. We're out of time. I want to thank you all for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, Greg Hunter, and Todd the producer. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay.
Ain't it sad?
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.